Alright, so we'll say so today's daf is Ayin Gimel. We'll start from Ayin Beis on with Beis the Tanur Rabbanon. So 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines up from the bottom. Tanur Rabbanon. Mishiishla Beis Shar Achsaj Omerpesas Bechatzer Chaveiro. If someone has either these are all essentially non-primary homes within the chatzer of his friend. So he has a home that's attached to the gatehouse, or a home in the achsadra, or mepesas. We learned about all of these things before. Mepesas is like achsadra, is like a portico. Achsadra, mepesas is like a second floor. So a person has one of these domiciles in the chatzer of his friend. Hari ze ein oser alav. These additional types of structures do not in any way create an eruv problem for the other residents of the chatzer. However, beis ha-teven, ve'ez beis ha-bokar, beis ha-eitzim, beis ha-otzrots, but if a person has a home where he stores his straw, a place where he stores his straw, or where he stores his cattle, or his wood, or a storehouse, hareza osra alav, then this causes an issue for the other members of the chatzer, meaning you'd have to participate in the eruv. Rabbi Yehuda says, eino osra ela makom dira bilvat. Rabbi Huda says, no, the only thing that causes an issue, lagabe eruv, is the actual place where you live, meaning having storage in a particular area does not create an eruv issue, only if you actually live there. I'm Rabbi Huda, my seb ben nafcha, shaylu chamish chatzeros b'usha. There was, now Rabbi Huda tells a story, there's an episode of ben nafcha, who had five different courtyards in Usha, uba ma'isef nechacham, and the episode came before the chacham, and ba'amru, and they said, eino oser ela beistira bilvad. It's only the base dira that creates a problem. So the Gemara says, base dira, zagadaitcha ela ima makom dira. Rather, the Gemara says, no, what they said to Ben Nafcha is, the only place that poses a problem ultimately is the place where you actually live. The fact that you may own property in different places doesn't cause as much of a problem. What really matters is where you live. So the Gemara says, my makom dira. So now that we're on that topic, what is the definition of the place where you live? So we'll say, if you remember again, in the Mishnah we saw yesterday, so we spoke about a case of children, achim, brothers, who ultimately live in different residences within the chatzar, but eat at their father's table. Eat at the father's table, the Gemara had a different case, so perhaps it's supported by their father. So the question that the Gemara was going to deal with was, what establishes your makom dira? Is your home established where you eat, or is your home established where you sleep? So the Gemara says, top of Ayin Gimel. So what is the definition of your makom dira? Rav Amar Rav says, makom pita, where your food is, home is where your food is. Meaning where you eat is considered to be your home. However, Shmuel amar makom lina, Shmuel says it's where you sleep. Mesve. So the Gemara raises a kasha. Haroin v'hakayotzin v'haborgin and v'shomei peros. So Roan abosai are shepherds. Kayotzin, Rashi points out, are the people who used to spread out the dates in the field in order to dry the dates. So kayotzin are the date watchmen. Borkin and the people who lived in huts. Shomei Peres, the people who used to watch the orchards, watch the fruit. In all of these cases, these people would live out in these huts. Bizman shedarkon lolin bo'ir, when they would normally sleep in the city. Harei hein ka'an she'ir, then they're considered like the people of the city. Bizman shedarkon lolin basada, when they go ahead and sleep in the field. Yeshlam apayim am l'cho ruach. Their tchum is measured from where they sleep. So what is that, Shorabosai? There seems to be a support for Shmuel, Kasha, and Rav. Seems to support the idea that home, your home is defined as where you sleep. So the Gemara says, no. Hasam, anan sahadi, di'i mamatule rifta hasam tfei nechaluhu. So the Gemara says, well, it's not totally true, because we know for sure that if they were to, the only reason they have to go into the city to eat is because there's no food available where they are. But were they able to have food exactly where they're sleeping, where they're staying, that would certainly be preferable. So essentially what the Gemara is saying is, that's not really a good raya, because in this case, ultimately, they don't have the ability to secure food where it is that they're sleeping. Amar Rav Yosef, lo shmir li hashmaisa. So interestingly enough, so Rav Yosef says, I never heard this ruling. Amar Abaye, well, so we actually had this last week as well, Amar Abaye at emrit nihilan. Sabai said, Rebbe, remember, Jose, we spoke out last time that Rav Yosef forgot his learning in his older age, and he had his Talmud Abaye follow him around wherever he went, and Abaye would remind him of any teachings that he had said and forgotten. So Rav Yosef said, I never heard this before. Lo shmir li hashmaisa. So first of all, what Rashi points out over here, what Rav Yosef was referring to is the fact that Rav said, if you look at Rashi, lo shmir li hashmaisa, da'amar Rav makom pita goring. So Rav Yosef was saying, I never heard that Rav said that it's the place where you eat that establishes your domicile. And Rashi points out over Rav Yosef Chalosh Shachach Tamudo. Rav Yosef had gotten sick and forgot his learning. V'haya Abaye Tamido Maskiro. And Abaye, his student, would always remind him. So Abaye says, Amrei Abaye, At Amrit Nihilan, Rabbi, you taught us this. V'aha Amrit. And you taught us it in the following context. What was the context? V'aha Amrit Nihilan. Ha'achin Shoyu Ochtan Shulchan Aviyim. If there were sons, brothers, who were supported, who were eating at the table of their father, v'yishenu bevateihem, but yet they slept in their own homes. Tzrichin erev l'chol echad ve'echad. Each and every one of them requires individual participation in their erev. So also each of them have to participate in the erev individually. V'aminan l'cha, and they said, shmamina makom lina goreim. And we said, what do you see from here? That it's the place where you sleep that establishes if you have a domicile or not. The Amrit Lan and Rebbe, you told us, this is now by talking to Rabbi Yosef, Rebbe, you told us, the At Amrit Lan Allah, Amrav Yehuda Amrav, Bimekable Pras Shonu. That what's the case in the Mishnah Bosai? The case in the Mishnah is Lav Dafka, that they're actually being supported at his table, but rather what? But rather ultimately, not that they're actually eating at his table, but rather being supported by their father. So because they're being supported by their father, what does that mean? It's not a case where they're actually eating at his table. Because it's not a case where they're actually eating at his table, it's not a raya that where you eat creates your primary domicile. Just the outright, and therefore again, it's not a raya one way or the other. Because in this case, we don't really look at it as if they're eating in one place and sleeping in another. There's no conflict. Rather, bepashlus, they're probably eating and sleeping in the same place. It's just that they're being supported by their father. Tan Rabbana. So we'll say the Gemara says the following. If someone ultimately has five wives, who are Mekavlos Pras, look at Rashi, Mekavlos Pras, achas yeshla dira v'levade imo b'chazer. So the five wives all live together with the man in the same chazer, but each of them have their own, each of them have their own place of residence. Right? They each have their own place of residence, but they're all supported by the husband. So the Gemara says, or for that matter, avodim, or a person has multiple servants, five servants, and the kavlin pras mirabeyan. And the idea is what? The idea is that each of them go ahead and live in the same place, and each of them are receiving supports from their master. So we'll say again, here's the shayla. The shayla now becomes, what do we do? What do we do with this group? Right. So now, they're all being supported by the husband slash master, but they're living in different places. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Huda ben Beseira matir benashim va'oser ba'avodim. Rabbi Huda ben Beseira permits it by women, but ashes ba'avodim. What does that mean? Take a look at Rashi. Oser ba'avodim, Rashi says, she'inan nimshachim acharav. So also here's what's interesting. So apparently when Rabbi Huda ben Beseira is matir, what is he being matir? What he seems to be saying is the following, that the wives are counted as if they live with their husbands, but the servants are not. And therefore, for our purposes, the nafkamina with that would be, is that the wives would not require their own individual contribution for the Eruv, but yet the Avadim would. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Huda ben Bava, Matir ba'Avadim, va'ozer b'nashim. So Rabbi Huda ben Mesir Abosai says that the wives ultimately are considered together with the husband, but the Avadim are not. And Rabbi Huda ben Bava, exactly opposite. He says the avodim are considered parts with the master, but the nashim are not. Amar Rav, my time is Rabbi Huda ben Bava. So Rav says, what's the logic of Rabbi Huda ben Bava? Rabbi Huda ben Bava. So the Gemara says, Dichsev vidaniel bisra malka, that Daniel was always considered in the gate of the king. That apparently a servant is always considered to be an appendage of the king. And therefore, by definition, even if the servant lives in a different place, he's still considered to be part of the master. And because of that, he does not need his own Erev contribution. Masha'en Kain, a wife, isn't always considered to be part of her husband. Fine. So the Gemara says, Pshita ben Eitzel Oviv Kida Amra. Right? So we'll say, the Gemara says, it's Pashit, that a son by his father, Kida Amra, that's as we already said before. We'll say, what does that mean? That it seems to be that if a son is supported by his father and living in the same chatzar, that lemaisa, the son would go ahead and be counted in his father's erev contribution. However, isha eitza baila ve'eved eitza rabo plukta Rabbi Huda ben Maseir Rabbi Huda ben Bava. So the relationship of a wife to her husband or a servant to a master vis-a-vis erev contribution is Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda ben Bissei, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Talmud Eitzel Rabbo Mai. What about a Talmud by his Rebbe? Now, both, take a look at Rashi here for just a moment. Talmud Eitzel Rabbo, Rashi says, Dar Imo Bechatzer. So the Talmud lives with his Rebbe in the same Chatzer. And what? And what? Umekhabel Pras Heimenu Mai. And but yet, again, the student is supported by the Rebbe. Student is supported by the Rebbe. So what is the nature of that relationship? So again, remember, we're asking a very specific question where people are living in independent homes in a chatzer, but one is supporting the other. So the fundamental shaila is, what does that do to Erev contribution? Does the fact that one is supporting the other make them like one entity, and therefore one Erev contribution for both is enough? Or since they're living separately, each one needs their own different eros. And we're just going through case by case. So now, what do we do with the Talmud? With the Talmud Eitzel Rabbo, Tashma, Derav Bei Rabbi Chiya Amar, Rav Nishi Rabbi Chiya said, Ein Anu Tzrichim La'aref. So remember, what Rav said when they were in the home of Rabbi Chiya, they would say in the Yeshiva Rabbi Chiya, they say, we don't have to make our own eruv. Why? Shahare anu somchin al shulchano shel Rabbi Chiya. Because at the end of the day, we are dependent on the table of Rabbi Chiya. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Derav bei Rabbi Chiya, kishaya mekabel prasmin bei Rabbi Chiya. So here you have Rabosai. So here you have Rav saying explicitly that we do not need to contribute to our eruv independently. Why? Because we are supported by Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya bei Rabbi Amar, and Rabbi Chiya, when he was in the yeshiva of Rabbi, would say, "Anu ein, excuse me, ein anu tzrichin la'arif, shahare anu somchin al shulchano shel Rabbi." He would say, "We don't have to contribute to the ear of wine because we are supported by the shulchan, by the table of Rabbi." So also, you seem to see over here that a Talmud Eitzel Rabbo, a student who's living by his teacher and is supported by his teacher, does not need an independent ear of contribution, but rather is including the Erev of his Rebbe. So Abaye asked the following question from Rabba. Hamisha shagavu esei ruven. So we'll say, let's say you have five people living in a chatzar, and what? The Erev was collected from amongst all of them. Kishem olichin esei ruven l'makom acher, Erev echad l'kulan, otzrichin Erev l'chol echad ve'echad. So we'll say, it's an interesting case. So what happens over here? So now you have five people living in a chatzar, and they all joined in an Erev. Now, they want to join in an Erev with the adjoining Chatzar. So now the Shaila is, Rabosai, do you need all five to contribute to the new Erev with the adjoining Chatzar? Or is it enough for one to go ahead and join with the adjoining Chatzar on behalf of all of them? Look at Rashi for just a moment. L'makom acher, l'chatzar acheres, abayi l'shmi alei ahi mas nisa detanya la'el, hei shagavu esei ruvan, so we'll say the truth is, Rashi is pointing out, we had this case earlier. See, either Abaye didn't hear this, or Abaye was trying to figure out what the bottom line halacha l'maisa is. So Amalei, so remember, this is Abaye asking from Rabba. So Rabba responded, Erev Echad L'kulon. When joining with the adjacent Erev, all you need is one Erev, all you need is one person to join in on behalf of the entire Chatzar. I, the Ha'achim, but is this not a case of like the brothers? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Dimasnisin. And look, what about the case of the brothers in our Mishnah? Kigavu es a ruvan dami. Dahakatani im ein imahin diurin ein tzvichin la'arev. Did we not learn in the Mishnah that in the case of the brothers, ultimately, when the Erev is collected, if there's no one else living in the Chatzar, the truth is the Mishnah said there's not even a need for an Erev. So the Gemara says, Vaha, Hacha, excuse me, Vaha Achin, Dicha Gavu Dami, but is this not a case like the brothers who collected the Erev, the Katani, and yet what do we learn in the Mishnah? Tzrichin Erev L'chol Echad Ve'echad. So is this case not like the case of the brothers in the Mishnah? And I will say, what was the halacha with the brothers in the Mishnah? Each one must participate in the Erev on their own. So should that not be the same halacha here? Hacham am I asking on what's the case? Kegon di'ika di'urin bahadayu. The case of Rabosai is where there are other people living in the Chatzar. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Hacham am I asking on di'ika di'urin bahadayu. Umolichin demasnisin afilu b'chatzar shalahen ka'amar. Shema arvin in di'urin she'imar. So I'll say, what's the case? the cases where there are other residents in the chatzar, and therefore we're trying to do over here is we're trying to make a large an era for everyone, and therefore demigo dahani asri hani nami asri. Since there are other residents already living in the chatzar, and the presence of these other residents asers on the brothers, when we say aser, what it means requires the creation of an eruv. So too again, once the others aser on each other, or once the others aser the brothers. The brothers then begin to aser each other as well. Hachanayim Sabra, this becomes clear. Diktani Emasai, when is this true? Bizman Shem Olichim Eseiruvim B'Mokmacher, when they're taking the Eruv somewhere else. Alalim Haya Eruvim Ba'etzlam, but if the Eruv was being placed in one of their homes, oh, She'ein Diyurin Imaim B'Chatzer, or there are no other residents in the Chatzer, Ein Tzrichin La'arev, there is no need to make an Eruv, Shmamina, and indeed learn out from this. So the Gemara says, so Rav Chiya asked the following question of Sheshes. B'nei Bei Rav, da'ochli nama bebaga, va'asu ubaisi bebeis bebei Rav. So also he asked the following question. Rav Chiya asked of Rav Sheshes. B'nei Bei Rav, tamidi chachamim, yeshiva students. Yeshiva students apparently, when they would eat, they would eat their meals bebaga in the valley. V'asu ubaisi, asu ba, Rashi says over here, babaga is base ushpisa babika, an inn in the valley. So that's they would eat their meals. V'asu ubaisi be rav. And the yeshiva had dormitories. So they would go ahead and sleep in the yeshiva. So kimashchinon lohu tchuma mi be rav mashchinon o mi ba'aga mashchinon. So it was an interesting question. So now the yeshiva students are eating in one place, and they're sleeping in another place. What's the shayla? The shayla is, where do we measure their tchum from? Do we measure their tchum from where they eat, or do we measure their tchum from where they sleep? So the Gemara says, Amalei, mashchinan mi bei rav. We go ahead and we measure their tchum from where they sleep. Vahari no sin esei ruvo besocha payim. And go ahead and you place the eruv within 2,000 amos. The asi ubayis bebeisei, the mashkinan leitchuma me'eruvei. But we learned that they go ahead and they place their eruv within 2,000 amos, and this way they could come and go ahead. And potentially go back home, because we'll go ahead and we'll measure the tchum from their eruv. So the Gemara says, one second, bahu anan sahadi ubahada anan sahadi. I will say Anan Sahadi means we could attest to the circumstances in both of these cases. Look at Rashi. Mi ba'aga mashchina lehu, Rashi says, apayim lecho ruach, v'lo mi bei rav, de basar pita azlinon, odinu ha-makom hinagorim. So I will say, what the Gemara now does is the Gemara quotes a contradictory braisa. And the braisa seems to indicate that for the Talmid, for the yeshiva students, we actually measure their tchum, not from where they sleep, but from where they choose to go out and make an eruv and place their meals. That would seem to indicate that what? That we measure the tchum from the food and not from the place where they're sleeping. To which the Gemara says, Bahu anan sahadi, o bahada anan sahadi. Bahu anan sahadi, di imistar le hasam nechale. I will say, we know for a fact, if the yeshiva students were able to get their meals where they sleep, that would be exceptionally preferable. And therefore, we consider the place where they sleep to be their primary domicile. U bahada anan sahadi, the ma'isulahu rifta lebeirav nechaluhu tfei, and we know over here. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Ba'ahu anan sadi di mister lehasam nechale. Excuse me. In the case of the brisa, we know that if a person were to able to have his base dira, his home where his eruv is, that would be preferable to him. Ubahada anan sadi. In the case of the yeshiva students, we know di ma'isulahu rifta lebeirav, that if bread was brought to where? To the yeshiva. Nechaluhu, that would be better for them as well. And therefore, the ma'aseh, they'd rather have their damasah by the yeshiva. But, so we'll say, the point over here is that the ma'aseh, although the Gemara hasn't said it definitively, well, as you see already from the way the discussion evolves, is we're clearly beginning to paskin. Actually, it's not clear, I take that back. We're still rooted in the machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, as to where ultimately we go ahead and we measure one's tchum from. Or in essence, the question we're asking is, what is the definition of one's primary domicile? Is it where you eat, or ultimately is where you sleep? So we started with this with the machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, and now we're just showing all of the different cases where this comes up. So the Gemara goes weiter. Boy Raya Bar Chama Rav Chisda. Raya Bar Chama asked the following question of Rav Chisda. Av Ubino, Harav Vitamido, Kirabim Damu, Kiyichidim Damu. So we'll say now, they asked the following question of Rav Chisda. If a father lives with his son in the Chatzar, or Rebbe lives with his Talmud in the Chatzar, so what's the Shaila? The Shaila is Kirabim Damu. Is this considered to be like a Chatzar that has many people? Or is it like just an individual who's living there? Because there's a connection between these individuals. Look at Rashi just a moment. So we'll say, Rashi points out over here, this is a case of one chatzar inside of another, and we've established, though we haven't established this yet, we'll see this later on, that if there's only one person living on the inside chatzar, so that one person does not go ahead and aser on the people on the outside chatzar, for reasons we'll see later on. So the question is, what happens if you have these two people have relationships with each other, a father and a son? Let's say the son's living in the inner chatzar, or and the father's in the outside one, or Rebbe and the Talmud, and the Talmud's living in the inside chatzar, Rebbe in the outside one. Is that considered to be like a yachid living in this inner chatzar, and therefore we're not aser on the person on the outer chatzar, or not? Tzvichim erev, or in tzvichim erev? Do they need an erev or not? Mavui shalahem nitar b'lechi v'kora, in nitar b'lechi v'kora? Would their mavui be permitted with lechi and korah or not? So look at Rashi for just a moment. Nitar b'lechi v'kora, dekaim alon, ein, dekaim alon, ein mavui nitar b'lechi v'kora, ad shubatim v'chatziras p'suchim l'socho. So we'll say, we will see, actually, we already saw this earlier, that a mavui cannot be permitted with a lechi or a korah, unless, of course, what? You have a minimum of two chatziros that have at least two homes opening up into the mavui. So the question is, if you have these two individuals who are connected, Av and Bino, Rav and Talmido, where the assumption is one is supporting the other, do those count as two different homes or not? And the ramifications of that we've seen already in three ways. If one is living in the Chatzar, is that considered to be like a Yachid, and therefore not Asr on the Chitzona? Do they require an Erov with each other, or are they considered one unit? And number two, if these are the two homes that open up into the Mavui, is the Mavui permitted with Lechi and Korah or not? Amar Leitin Yisua. So he said we learned this. Avu Bino, Harav Talmido. So if you have a father and a son, a Rebbe and a Talmud, Bizman She'ein Imayim Diurin, when there are no other residents who live with them, Harehen Ki Yechidim. They are reckoned like one entity, one unit, Ve'ein Tzvichin La'arev, and they do not need an Erev with each other. Furthermore, Umavui Shelahen Nitar Belechi Bekora. But the Mavui that they have with each other, meaning we'll say that their two homes in the Chatzar opening up into a Mavui would make the Mavui into a Mavui. Okay, says the Mishnah. Chamish chaseros psucho zulazu, upsuchos lamavoi. So we'll say actually over here Rashi has a picture of this. So if you have five chaseros that open up into each other, how so? So let's say again five, we'll call it five parallel chaseros, each with a wall in between them, and there's an opening in each wall between each chaser, and in addition, each chaser also has an entranceway into the mavoi. So you can also see this. It's also picture 239, but it's the same. It's pretty much the same picture as Rashi. Okay. So what happens? Erevu bechatzeros v'lo nishtatfu b'mavoi. So we'll say, let's say they all made an erev chatzeros with each other. However, they did not make a shituf mavois. They didn't join together for the mavoi. Then mutarim bechatzeros. They're permitted to carry throughout the chatzeros. V'asur b'mavoi. But they can't carry in the mavui. The im, and I will say, just also this goes back to yesterday's sugya, because Rashi points out, the im somchin al ha'erov b'makum shituf. Because remember, what are we passing yesterday? We're passing yesterday that you need both an erov chatzeros and a shituf mavos. The im nishtatfu b'mavui, but if they made a shituf mavos, then what? Then nishtatfu b'mavui, mutarin kan v'kan. Then again, if they made a shituf mavos, that would work not only for the mavoi, but it would also work for what? It would also work for the chatzeros. We'll see why. Erevu bechatzeros v'nishtatfu b'mavoi. If they made an erev chatzeros and a shituf in the mavoi, v'shachach echad mibnei chatzer v'lo erevu, v'lo irev. But what happened? One of the members of the chatzer did not participate in the erev. So what's the halacha? Mutarin kan v'kan. They are permitted here and here. Look at Rashi. V'shachach echad mibnei chatzer v'lo irev. Bechatzero. So we'll say, one of the members of the Chatzar forgot to participate in the Eir of Chatzeros, but he did participate in what? In the Sheet of Muvaos. So Rashi says, Mutar and Kan, Hashta Mashma de Sumchin. So we'll say, interestingly enough, I think what the Mishnah seems to be saying is what? That since he participated in the Sheet of Muvaos, that's enough. Which seems to indicate that what? That Bidi'eved, Sheet of Muvaos by enough is enough to create, also an Eir of Chatzeros. Mibnei Mavoi Velo Nishtatek. But if it was one of the members of the Mavoi and he did not participate in the Sheet of Muvaos, Mutarn Bechatzeros Va'asurim B'Mavoi, he is permitted to carry in the Chatzer, but he can't carry in the Mavoi. Shamavoi Lechatzeros Ki Chatzer Labatim, because a Mavoi is to a Chatzer what a Chatzer is to a home. Okay, look at Rashi for just a moment. Shamavoi Lechatzeros Ki Chatzer Labatim. Just like you can't carry from your home into the chatz without an eruv, so you can't carry from your chatz to a mavoi without a shituf mavos. Fine, let's go back there. Says the Gemara. Mani, whose opinion does this reflect? Rabbi Meir he da amar ba'inon ira eruv or ba'inon shituf. So we'll say the first part of the Mishnah seems to reflect the view of Rabbi Meir. Because what did Rabbi Meir say? Rabbi Meir said that if you have five chatzeros that open up into each other and open up into the mavoi, and you made an eruv chatzeros but not a shituf muvaos, then what? You can carry chatz to the chatzer, but you can't carry into the mavoi, which indicates to us what that lamaisa, you need both a shituf muvaos and an eruv chatzeros. Whose opinion is that? We saw this yesterday. That's Rabbi Meir. The amar ba'inon eruv or ba'inon shituf, because Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that you need both of these halachic vehicles. So but with the Gemara, one second, Ema Mitzvah, so look at the middle case of the Mishnah. Ve'im nishtatfu b'mavui, mutarin kan dekan. But yet, look at the middle case of the Mishnah. What was the middle case of the Mishnah? That if they made a sheet of muvaos, then what, Rabosai? It is permitted here and here, which seemed to indicate that what? That if you make a sheet of muvaos, that not only covers your mavoi, but what else does it cover? It covers your chatzar also, which is, whose opinion is that? Asan Rabbanan, the Amri Bechadosagya. That would seem to reflect the view of the Rabbanan who hold what Rabosai, that all you need is one, either an Eir of Chatzeros or a Sheet of Muvaos, to which the Gemara says, Halo Kashya. It's not a contradiction. Ve'im Nishtatfu Nami Kamar. So the Gemara says, no. What it means to say is, when it says Im Nishtatfu, it says Ve'im Nishtatfu, meaning that if in addition to making the Eir of Chatzeros, they also went ahead and made the Sheet of Muvaos. Rashi says, Vakamaisakoi. So we'll say, the way the Gemara is understanding it now is that the middle case of the Mishnah is building on the first case of the Mishnah. Case number one of the Mishnah was what, Rabbi say? Where he just made an Eir of Chatzeros, but what? Did not make a Sheet of Muvaos. So in that case, what did the Mishnah say? That they could carry in the Chatzer, but they can't carry in the Mavoi. What was the set? And then what happened? What does the middle case say? And if in addition to making the Eir of Chatzeros, they also made the Sheet of Muvaos, then what? Then they could also carry in the Mavoi, which then means that the Mishnah is still reflecting the view of Rabbi Meir, that you need both of these vehicles in order to carry. So the Gemara says, Eba, if that's the case, Ema Seifa, look at the last case of the Mishnah, Ervu Bechatzeros V'nishtatfu B'mavoi. So Rabbi will say, what was the last case of the Mishnah? Where if they made an Eir of Chatzeros and the Sheet of Muvaos, V'shachach Echad Mibnei Chatzer, and one of the members of the Chatzer forgot and did not participate, V'lo Irev, Mutarim kan v'kan. You are permitted to go there. Everyone else is permitted to carry both the chatzer I read that wrong. Ervu bechatzeros nishtatfu b'mavoi. V'shachach echad mibnei chatzer v'lo ervu. Right, and one of the members of the chatzer did not participate in the eruv. Mutarim kan v'kan. So one says, hey chidami, what's the case? Idalo batel. If he did not yield his rights in the chatzer, amai mutarim. Then Rabbi will say, why is everyone else permitted to carry? Because we also remember, what's the halacha? The halacha is if you have somebody who was supposed to participate in an Eruv, but did not do so, and was not bevatel as rishus, he precludes everyone else from carrying as well. Ela pshita debatel. Rather, it must be talking about a case of what? Of where the person who forgot to participate in the Eruv was mevatel, yielded his rishus. So the Gemara says that that's the case. Ela pshita debatel. Ema seifa, shachach echad mibnei mavoi, the lo nishtatfu. But if that's the case, then look at the end of the Mishnah, where it says, if one of the members of the Mavoi forgot and did not participate in the Eruv, in the Shituf, Mutarim Bechatzeros, Va'asurim Mavoi, he is permitted to carry in the chatzer, but not in the mavui. V'id de batel, but if he yielded his rights, amai asurin b'mavui, then why would he be prohibited in the mavui? So the Gemara says, v'chitema, kasav Rabbi Meir ein b'karushus b'mavui. Maybe you'll say that Rabbi Meir holds that there's no such thing as yielding your rights in a mavui. Maybe b'yotel rushus is only a din in chatzer and not a mavui. V'atanya, but we learned, shahari bita lachem rushuso divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir comments in the Braisa, and Rashi points out over here that this was by the Mishnah of the Tzeduki, right? That what happened, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, it's okay because he yielded his Rishus to, and that was in the Mavui, to Rabbi Meir, Ela Pshita Delo Batel. Rather, it must be that the person who did not participate in the Eruv did not yield his Rishus, or in the Shitov did not yield his Rishus. Umi the Seifa Delo Batel. And since the last case of the Mishnah is talking about a situation where he did not yield his rights, Reisha nami to lo batil. Therefore, it must be that the Reisha is also talking about a case where he did not yield his rights. We'll take a look at Rashi. Reisha nami to lo batil. Hadik tani shachach echad mibnei chatzer. The case of where it says that one of the members of the chatzer forgot. Bidalo batil. He did not participate in the Erev. And what else about Zai? He did not yield his rights. Vekatani mutarin. And yet what? Despite the fact that he did not yield his rights, it's still what? It's still mutter for everyone else to go ahead and carry. What does that show you, Rashi says? Alma somchin ala shitov. What does that show us, Rabosai? That obviously, remember, because in that case, he didn't participate in the Erev Chatzeros. He didn't yield his rights, but he did participate in the shitov mavos. And what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that you can still carry in the Chatzer. What does that show you? It shows you that if you have a shitov mavos, that covers both your mavoi as well as what? As well as your chatzar. That's not Rabbi Meir. That's the opinion of the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, you're right. Reisha, the Seif Rabbi Meir, the first case and the last case of the Mishnah reflect the view of Rabbi Meir. Mitzi Asa Rabbanon. But the middle case of the Mishnah is reflecting the view of the Rabbanon, Rabbi Zayin. That's also, remember, the first and the last case are the view of Rabbi Meir, that you need both a Shituf as well as an Eruv. And the middle case is the Rabbanan that you only need one. And one takes care of both. So the Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe Kul Rabbi Meir. Maybe the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. V'taima mai Am Rabbi Meir ba'inon Eruv u'ba'inon Shituf. Also remember, we're back to yesterday's daf. Why is it that Rabbi Meir says that you need both an Eruv as well as a Shituf? Shelo lishkoach toras Eruv min hatinokos. Also remember, Rabbi Meir's logic was not that literally you need it. Right? You could really suffice with one. But the concern is, we'll say that what? That if you have a sheet of mavos, and the sheet of mavos takes care of the Erev Chatzeres, what's going to happen? The people of the Chatzer may never see the sheet of mavos, and the children may grow up totally ignorant of the concept of Erev Chatzeros. V'ahacha, kevan deruba ervu, and in this case over here, since most of the people did participate in the Erev, lo mishtachacha, it will not be forgotten. Take a look at Rashi, we'll say. No, Rashi, I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, no, look at Rashi, I'm sorry. Kul Rabbi Meir. U'mitziasa mai somchin b'nei osa chatzar la shituf. Right? And again, so the whole Mishnah could be Rabbi Meir. But if that's the case, why is it that in the middle case of the Mishnah, the members of the chatzar could rely on the shituf mavos and not worry about the Erev Chatzeros? Mishum deruban ervu. Because also remember, what's the case? The case is where the overwhelming majority of the members of the Chatzer did participate in the Eruv. One guy didn't. So interesting enough, what the Gemara is suggesting is, in a case where the majority of the members of the Chatzer participated in the Eruv, one did not, in that case you could rely on the Sheet of Mavos, not only for the Mavoi, but also for the Chatzer. Why? Because Rimeir's whole reason why he says you normally need both is that the institution of Eruv should not be forgotten. But in this case over here, where the majority of individuals in the Chatzer participated in the Eruv, just one did not, the institution of Eruv will obviously not be forgotten, and therefore, but the Eved, we could rely on the Shita of Mavos also.
This concept of Shalom,
Shkoach Torah,
it's come up several times.
Or Rabbi Meir.
Right. Is there a modern day halacha that we...
No, it's you know, we remind our children I don't know if I mentioned yesterday, there are some communities that used to have a minhag that one Shabbos a year they would take down the Eruv. I mean, they would say the Eruv was down in order that people shouldn't forget the concept of Eruv. But yeah, it's a difficulty today. It's Baruch Hashem, it's good we have Eruvim, but it's a challenge today. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Lo tani pesucho zuluzu. Don't teach the Mishnah as talking about cases of chazeres that are open to each other. V'chein amar Rav Kahana, Rav lo tani pesucho zuluzu. Rav did not teach the Mishnah as talking about cases of chazeros that are open one to the other. Look at Rashi. Rav lo tani pesucho zuluzu. V'chol ervu b'chazeres t'masnisin. Ervu kol chatzur liatzma. And every case in the Mishnah was talking about each chatzur made an eruv to itself. So we'll say, according to Rav, the Mishnah is not talking about chaseros that opened into each other, but self-contained chaseros who made an eruv with the residents of their chaser, and therefore permitted to carry within the chaser itself. Others explain, Rav Kahana gufei lo tani psuchos zuluzu. Rav Kahana himself did not have the version that said, Rav Kahana did not teach that the Mishnah's cases to Machatzeres that open up to each other. So we'll say, the Gemara is just suggesting that others had a variant reading of this Mishnah. Amrli Abayli Rav Yosef, my time of the Lotani Psuchos Zulazu. Why is it that you're learning the Mishnah as not talking about a case of where the Chatzeres open up one into the other? Kasavra kol shitov shein machniso umotzio derach psachim b'mavui lav shmei shitov. Because the Gemara says, the Gemara wants to suggest over here that any sheet of mavos that is not brought in and out through the entranceways of the mavoi is not called a sheet of. And I'll say, what does that mean? In order for chaseros to join together in a sheet of mavos, the different chaseros have to access each other only through the mavoi. That's how you bring chaseros together. If their primary point of access from chaser to chaser is the mavoi. But I'll say, if their primary point of chaser from chaser to chaser is not the mavoi, but for example, through an opening in the wall, then according to this opinion, you'll not be able to create a sheet of mavos. So therefore, in order to create a case of sheet of mavos, you have to have a case of chaseros that do not have openings between them, but the only way they access each other is by going out of the chaser into the mavoi and into the next chaser. Esve, balabayis shahaya shutof l'shchinov, the balabayis had a partnership, a business partnership with his neighbor, Lezebiyayin, and this partner, he had a partnership with wine, and this partner, he had a partnership with wine. Ein tzvichin la'arif. They need not go ahead and join in the Erev. Rashi says, why not? Rashi says, Ein tzarech la'arif, v'ha'ha'cha d'lochu chavis b'shutfus, v'lo nichnasa el osa chatz levad. So what's like, what's the case over here? They bought a barrel of wine, their partner's in a barrel of wine. So the fact that their partners in the barrel of wine, that by itself will create the Eruv. Even though, again, I will say this is going with the opinion that you could use wine. Right? Yesterday we already established that yesterday you can't. Okay, leaving that aside. Hasam, Tabosai, the point over here is that barrel is not being taken in and out. That barrel is in one of the chaseros. Hasam, the afke va'ile. So we'll say the Gemara says, no, the case is where you brought it out into the mavoi and then brought it into another chaser using the mavoi. That's another kasha. Ketzad mishtatfin v'mavoi. How do you make a sheet of mavos? Hasam nami da'afki va'ile. So we'll say the Gemara there describes, the Brisa there describes a process. And again, we're talking about a case where the object of the shitof is being moved in and out of the entranceways of the chatzar from the chatzar into the mavoi into another chatzar. Maskifle rabba Rav Chanan, ela me'ata hikna lo pas besalo. Hacha nami de'lo havi shitof. So the Gemara says, aye, but if that's the case, maybe you'll tell me that if you go ahead, let's say I have bread in my basket, bread in my bread basket. And I go ahead and I makne, I give over to you rights in that bread. The bread's still in the basket, but I'm giving you over rights. Are you telling me then that you cannot create a shitof like that? Because the only time you create a shitof is where the object literally leaves the chaser through the mavui. The chitei mahachanam, and maybe you'll say that so. V'hamrav, v'hudamarav, b'nei chabura shoyim misubin. If there are members of a group who are sitting down at a table, v'kidesh alein hayom. And they were sitting, so they were having a meal on Erev Shabbos, and then what happens? They're still eating while Shabbos starts. Sa'apas sha'ala shulchan somchin alea mishum Erev. The bread that's on the table can be used as Erev bread. Since they're all joined in a meal, that bread could be called Erev bread. Va'amila mishum shituf. And others say that bread could even count as shituf mavos. Even though what Rabbi says, so for Erev Chatzeros, we hear that. Sheet of Mavos will be the novelty because even though what, the bread has not been moved out of the Chatzer into the Mavui, it still counts. Amar Rabba, lo pligi. It's not a kasha. Kan misubin b'chatzer, kan misubin b'chatzer. Look at Rashi, Rabbi says, misubin b'bayis. One case is where they're sitting in the home. Somchin mishum Erev. Erev HaChatzer, ki d'amar l'kama. So Rabbi says, when they're sitting in the home, that's where the bread of the meal can be used as the Erev Chatzeros. Misubin b'chatzer, somchin mishum shituf. So we'll say, if they're having their meal on the bayis, that's when the bread can count as the Erev Chatzeros. And if they're having the bread on the Chatzer, that's when the bread ultimately can count as the Erev, as the Sheet of Muvos. Rashi says, Mesubin b'chatzer, Sumchem Yishum Sheetuf, Teshetufe Muvos, Mutra Lahanichan b'chatzer, Shamavui, Ava Mishum Erev Lo, the bayis, but you know, the erev mishum dira v'chatzer lav bar diros. So we'll say again, if they're having the bread in the bayis, that could count as an erev. Very erev chatzeros. Why? Because erev chatzeros requires a bayis. Bayis is established by presence of food. Shituf muvaos, however, doesn't need a bayis. And therefore, again, if you're eating in the chatzer, then you can rely on the bread from the meal for the shituf muvaos. Right, we'll say that we'll stop over here. Stop over here for today.
The shituf is ordinarily located.